You're listening to Allied Health Podcast, talking all things allied health with your hosts, Danielle Whedon, physiotherapist, and Claire Jones, occupational therapist.
In this episode of Allied Health Podcast, we're talking to Damien Adler, registered psychologist, private practice owner, and developer of Power Diary. After experiencing the challenges of establishing, operating, and working in a private practice firsthand, Damien saw a need for management software specifically designed for healthcare practices, with the aim of not only empowering private practice owners, but also their teams and the communities they serve, the Power Diary journey began. Welcome to Allied Health Podcast, Damien.
Hello. Hi, Claire. Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Great. So good to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great to have you on. So we'll jump into the first question. Claire's mentioned it already, but you're a registered psychologist and private practice owner yourself. What led you to create Power Diary?
Yeah, so my wife, who's also a psychologist, we both had been working in public mental health and decided we'd start a private practice. And we set up and we assumed that there would be lots of good solutions out there. You know, we thought it was such an obvious need, of course. That so we actually signed up and we started our practice using some different practice management systems that were in existence at the time. And they were just awful. They really just didn't seem to have come to it from the perspective of a practitioner. Like they seem to have been built either without a lot of consulting with practitioners, or without really understanding the day-to-day realities of running a private practice. Mm-hmm. And we'd tried a few different ones and we just thought this is not working. And we ended up in a position where we were using lots of different separate systems to run the practice. So, you know, we would literally have, Word templates that we were using for some like invoicing and notes. Mm-hmm. We had Excel that we were using for some, other related sort of financial stuff and tracking sessions. What else did we have? Like it was just, Google Calendar, I think we were using to manage appointments. Like there was all these different things. And there really wasn't sort of a system out there that was really providing, the need. And what we noticed very quickly, and we sort of had the intent from when we started the practice that we wanted to grow it and we wanted to have a group practice. And we realized that like as soon as you amplify as you get bigger. If you don't have good systems in place, you sort of amplify your problems. Mm.
True, isn't it?
Yeah. And the admin side of things, I think, audience, everyone can probably relate, right? The admin side of healthcare, it's no one's favorite thing. Like no one loves it. And it often just gets in the way of what everyone loves doing, which is providing the actual services to our clients and patients. So, it was really with that kind of in mind thinking, there's got to be a better way of doing this. And we originally had in our search, we'd become a customer of this tiny little sort of program that we thought kind of had like maybe the right idea. And but they just weren't doing anything with it. It was like tiny, tiny. And so in the end, we actually acquired the code base. And I think we had 10 customers from this, and we thought, we'll try this. And then we ended up then, this is in actually collaboration with my brother, who is has a tech background. And we thought, they've kind of got the right idea, but they're just not doing anything with it. And we ended up sort of completely rewriting it. And, we launched sort of Power Diary, from there. And away we went. But it was really a thesis that there must be other people out there, with the same sort of problem. Surely it's not just us that finds the current offerings to be, insufficient. And that's how it began.
Yeah. So when a potential client, a user, potential user of Power Diary comes to you, typically what state is their practice in? What state are they in? And what's their biggest challenge? All the same things, Damien, that you were struggling with, back when you looked at, we need an ideal solution for, private practices here.
Yeah, there's probably a few different sort of customer groups that come. So you've got a customer group that is setting up their practice from the start and they've done a bit of research and they come to us, as a sort of greenfield. They're setting up, and so we're there from day one. From day one. Then the ones that are more established, it's either one of two scenarios. they either don't have a system or they are with a different practice management system that just isn't cutting it great, the same as we experienced. Yeah. Now, what state are they in? Usually they're frazzled. They have known often for some time that what they're doing currently isn't working for them, whether it's having no system and just using lots of different sort of separate programs, to get things done, or they're using a different practice management software that just doesn't work for them anymore. But usually there's quite a delay between them realizing there's a problem and actually taking action on it. And that's because people are often, busy, right? And they've got so many things on their mind, and they think about changing systems as being just going to be a really drawn out process.
Difficult. Or
really complicated. Yeah, exactly. And so they're often in that state of needing to make a change and feeling like whatever they're doing now isn't sort of working for them. And I would say that there's often a bit of apprehension would be the way to put it initially, because it's a new system to learn. They might have a way of doing things. They might know it's not like great, right? But they're kind of used to it. And so when they sort of come to us, often in that kind of state. And that's where from our side, everything we try and do is to try and meet people where they're at. And we can kind of understand that, because that's, where we come from is being practitioners, and being in that space. And we know entirely what that's like. So when we hire our support people, for instance, we don't hire on technical skill at all. Right? I don't know whether I should say this or not, but we don't, right? What we hire for is personality, ability to communicate, and empathy, right? So we hire for those skills, and then we can train. I mean, we can train people in how to explain, how to get their head around tech. And so when we get the support people, that's how we focus. So we know that, okay, if we're putting them in helping a new potential client on board with us, and we know that they're in that state and they really have that apprehension, we need to make sure that when they interact with us, getting people that kind of speak in terms that they understand, they don't use technical, they don't assume a whole lot of technical knowledge, and that's not to say, look, some of the customers that come on are very technically sophisticated, but most aren't, right? And that's completely fine. We expect that. And then we try and get people that can connect.
I think one of the key issues as well, Damien, is that so many private practice owners are clinicians as well. And with the high demand for allied health at the moment, you would see it in a psychology practice, wait lists are completely full. When you're saying to someone, we just need you to stop and invest, some time in learning a new software product, it can be just so overwhelming. You just don't have that. You just don't have that time.
No.
So if you've got staff that are great communicators in terms of support, that's key, isn't it?
We also do things too to try and, because you really can't have downtime. You can't, we factor in zero downtime for practices when they're transitioning systems because you can't, it's usually impossible for people to kind of take time out of their practice or not to be functional. So it's usually done with zero downtime. But one of the things that we do is we have a dedicated data import team. And what they'll do is get the data that perhaps if they're using different systems, they're using Excel or something to have a client list, or they're using other software products or even competitor products, our data import team, we've got a way of securely uploading that data into PowerDiary. Then our data import team will work with them and will transform all the data into PowerDiary format and import it into their PowerDiary account. And we'll do that in a coordinated way so that, often it's on weekends and things to sort of say, okay, you give us your backup of data on, at this point, and then we'll have it ready to go by when you need it. And so just, again, to make that, to sort of understand from a practice point of view, whether you're a solo practitioner or whether you've got a large group, you really can't have people offline or not providing services. It's just,
completely unrealistic that you can be online for a week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, just, completely. And that would, the cost of that would be more than, you know, a couple of years of subscription. Wouldn't make any sense to do that. So we try and make it really, and just it's that understanding that kind of that mindset, you know, of where people are at in their journey, and just sort of taking through that process nice and easily.
You've obviously mentioned data import and simplifying that from your end. In terms of features that assist private practice owners, as we've all mentioned, every client we speak to is time poor and often working in their practice as well. In your opinion and experience, what features make the biggest impact initially?
I think early on, it's the relief of having everything in one system that is interconnected and is leveraging like technology rather than, human hours, right? So the fact that everything just happens automatically, you know, that you've got an appointment, if it's telehealth, you just click start telehealth and boom, you know, there it is. Or you're generating an invoice, it's going to populate all the right insurance details. If you're in Australia and you want to lodge it with Medicare or something, just click Medicare, you know, and submit the claim, and it's, you know, we'll go through to Medicare, there's no charges for doing that. The reminders going out, those sort of, you know, things that are all just happening automatically. And it's kind of that gestalt sort of theory, you know, of that the effect is, you know, it's bigger than the sum of the parts, right? And it's really, you see that kind of effect happen. And that's usually the kind of relief. In fact, we have all these T-shirts printed up, which let's talk about paradigm, and it's a game changer written across, because what we found, the feedback, you know, that wasn't like something that we came up with in marketing or something, but it was actually when we were looking at our feedback that we get through, you know, we do surveys and stuff, and that theme, game changer, would keep coming up. And when we look at what's behind that, like, it's having it all unified, it's easy, it's simple, I don't need to think about it and invest sort of like time manually. But I think that's initial thing that people kind of comment on.
And then once it's sort of Paradigm sort of streamlined the day-to-day management of the practice, what features really add extra value in particular to your small and medium-sized allied health practices?
I would say one of the biggest things there is a client portal, right? So this is where clients can or patients, you know, can book directly in and get access to the practice can set it up in a way that they can show certain availability available online to be booked. And there's a lot of control they have over what can be booked, what how much notice needs to be booked in advance, if people can cancel or not, so forth. Now, I would say it is one of those things that people tend to do after they've done the initial sort of, you know, transfer across to Powder, and they get comfortable with it, and they sort of, you know, they've learned that, okay, the system's going to do its thing, that's great. But that's the next iteration. And there's sometimes a little bit of anxiety about that, right? Because initially they're like, well, I want control of my calendar. I want to make sure that, you know. But actually we can configure it in a way where they maintain that control. But depending on how they set it up, to allow patients to be able to book in, if they allow them to cancel and reschedule. And then also by utilizing the integrated payment function. So we have an integration with Stripe, which allows you to process payments. You can do things like ask for a deposit at the time that they book, or you can ask for full fee at the time, or none, completely up to you. But what it does, you sort of get this cascade of benefit, because, you know, if they book and they go online and they pay a deposit or they pay the full thing, well, the no-show rate, right, of people that have, right, it goes down quite significantly. So that in itself, I'm sure everyone's no shows are the bane of every private practitioner's existence. So when you just, you know, reduce that, like, that significantly makes a difference. But you can also like leverage that even further though, because if you accept new patients by your portal, which again is an option, you can say, yes, I'll allow new patients. Then you can configure things so that a new patient can come on. They register, it automatically sends out their registration form, right? So collects all the demographic information, completely customizable. So whatever history you want to get, you can get that all automatically collected, goes out to the client or patient, depending on which you call, comes back, and all that information is then merged into the profile. Mm-hmm. So there's no more double entry, collecting it on one system or paper file form, and then, you know, data, all that. So I think that's sort of like the next phase of sort of automation and benefit that you see that happens. And from that, you know, we've got some people that they will completely maximize all the sort of automation features, right? And one of the you know, we have sometimes practice coaches that work, you know, with a lot of people, and they said to us one day, they said, you should go in and just watch a practice that has fully automated everything with Powdery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're doing all the, like, the client walks in, they've already, you know, everything is set up in the system. They see the patient, they walk out, the payment's done, the Medicare claim, if it's relevant, they just, it's done.
Yeah.
The rebooking is done.
Yeah.
There's no friction, there's no admin, that it's just this flow of people in and out.
Yeah,
with everything else being taken care of. And, you know, it's amazing to see, you know, when people do that.
Yeah, and from a, like, a patient or a client perspective as well, just even going to someone, you know, new and being given a paper form, sitting in the waiting room, completing your paper form, coming out, having to pay, it's just adds another level of stress to what's potentially already a little bit of a confronting or stressful situation.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Especially when you're thinking about psychology practices, Damien, in your case. Like, the benefit of it just being purely streamlined and that, you know, cashless interaction just gone at the end of it.
Yeah.
It just makes for a much more positive experience in so many ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you if you think about it from a privacy point of view as well, you know, most of the times where that gets, you know, where there's awkward moments, right, is with patients meeting each other in the waiting room, right? Particularly if you know, if you work in a suburb or you work in a regional area or something, that's where all that happens, right? Like, we do everything else as practitioners, right, to maintain confidentiality and privacy and so forth. Even the fact that the person is a client, of course, is confidential. But the more time that you have where there's a bottleneck, you know, at that admin, you know, then, or like you say, sitting in a waiting room filling in forms, then, you know, you've got the new patients having to come in early to fill in the forms. So that opportunity, that risk of that overlap, it increases. The other thing too, just very quickly on this, is that we're seeing a trend, like, people don't like making phone calls, right? And that's becoming more and more, like, you know, making a phone call is the least common activity on the phone that you do, right? Like, you spend the least amount of time of all things making a call. So that trend, you know, has been accelerating over time. And so even if we just think it from a, you know, if you're, you know, a practitioner and you want to keep your books full, as time goes on and that trend gets bigger, well, you know, who are people going to go to if they need to ring and make a phone call and make an actual booking? Or, you know, when they finish work late at night and they go, oh, I need to make that appointment with this, you know, the practitioner that my GP sent me to, or I need to find a therapist or find a, and they look and they go, oh, I can book in this person straight away versus, you know, ring us 9 to 5. And most, you know, if you're a solo practitioner, of course, or a small practice, you're not going to have, you know, you're going to have an answering machine. You're not going to be able to answer your calls in real time. So now you've got that friction, they leave a message and you call them back. So
definitely,
really, you know, the whole direction of things is going, where people want to be able to self-service, and, you know, it makes a big difference.
The other perk I see, and one of the major stresses at the moment for private practice owners, is staffing and retention and recruitment initially. So if you've got a fully integrated product that includes minimizing administration time and those types of things as well, from an employee perspective, I think that's would be a really big benefit also, especially if therapists are working to billable hours, or you know, I've got targets in terms of seeing clients as well. I see that as a perk.
Absolutely. And again, when you talk to practitioners, particularly where their, you know, income is usually linked one way or another to how much revenue they see or how many clients they have, whether it's targets or whether it's percentage, that, like, essentially everything that is not client facing or at least billable, you know, is a cost, right? It's a time overhead, it's a cost overhead. And so things like letter generation, you know, that you can just automatically generate a letter using a template and merges everything in and, you know, makes it so fast. Or we have, like, a notes duplication feature that, let's say you're writing, you've got to write your notes for today, well, you can duplicate last session or any session's notes, really, to be the basis of your notes today, right? Because often a lot hasn't changed. And so you can go duplicate, edit a few things, save, done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that sort of stuff makes a difference because, it, like you say, it makes it more efficient. And then, of course, like getting rid of no-shows, right? Like if you've got contractors and you've got people and, you know, and there's an issue with people not turning up and that affects the income of those contractors, I mean, that leads to dissatisfaction in practices faster almost than anything else, you know, because, they don't get paid for it and they get upset. So, yeah, anything you can do to eliminate that stuff just makes such a big difference.
Definitely. You mentioned before briefly, Powerdiary works off a subscription model, is that right?
Yeah. So what we do, so it depends on the size of the practice, so it's on our website, but we actually try and keep it really as affordable as possible, right? So we set it up in a way that it's viable and obviously that we, you know, make a profit so we can continue to invest in, but we try and keep it as affordable as possible. But we don't actually, we do things slightly differently. So we don't have any locking contracts at all, so that people, you know, we think we should attract and retain customers because they love the system and not because they got like a salesperson that signed them up and locked them into, you know, like a certain amount of time.
That sounds fair and reasonable, Damien.
it's a funny, it's a novel concept. But we actually went a step further. This is like, we did this years ago when we started and people were like, you can't do that, there's no way. But we did, and we still do it. We actually put this 12-month guarantee on, right? So we say, look, use the system for up to 12 months. Like, if you think any time in that 12 months, you know what, Powerdiary wasn't the right choice for me, and you decide, no, you're gonna move or something, right? You're not happy. We'll actually refund you everything that you paid us, right? All the stuff, all your subscription fees and whatnot, right? Because, again, that idea of, you know, we're there, like we want to make a real impact and have you with Powerdiary because you love what we, you know, what we do.
Yeah.
And it makes a real difference. And, you know, so that way it's kind of, you know, if people, I think it just takes away that idea of, you know, sometimes you see systems that have really like slick sales processes and things. And you're like, if you need that, right, what is it? And then you need to lock them with a contract. Like, what's going on? Like, what's the actual real experience? So we thought we'll flip it, right, and just say, users, and you know, that's the biggest trial of all, right? Give us up for 12 months. And when we first launched that, people were like, oh, there's no way you put all these disclaimers and clauses and catches, and we're like, nope, like, you know, let's just, we have a couple of common sense things that we have on there or something, like you can't close it at 11 months and start a new account or something and ask us to port the data to your new account or something like that. We have a few things that are like just, you know, sensible, but no, it's really there because, you know, for us, it's about long-term relationships. Mm. Practices are there to be there for a long time. They have long-term relationships with patients and their communities. We want to have long-term relationships. Yeah. Therefore,
and also, it works for both parties if you're providing a, you know, bespoke service that you want to partner long-term. So that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So it's good.
What about in terms of sort of to wrap up the final, so what's the process for onboarding, whether it's a practice owner setting up initially or transferring from another platform? What's the onboarding process and what timeframes are they looking at?
Okay, so it varies and we'll kind of meet people where they're at. So people go onto the website and they can start a free trial straight away. From there, there's a lot of people will just sort of self onboard because we have a lot of tutorials and videos. And a lot of it is just intuitive. You get in there and you're like, yep, I can see what to do. And we have, we have live chat and support and all that there. So a lot of people will just sort of self onboard. However, we've got a whole bunch of resources and team available. So people sometimes will attend our webinars that we've got, which is, you know, we do a few of those a week about onboarding and, you know, steps to get started. But we also have individual one-on-one walkthroughs and setup assistance as well available. So it depends on how confident someone's feeling and how comfortable they are. So often people will just do it themselves. But if they want someone to sort of show them through the system, or if they're larger and it's a more complex migration, then we'll have someone that's allocated to that, you know, that account to help sort of get them on board. We'll often do training with their staff too. If they happen to be a large organization, have a bunch of different staff and different locations, we'll often go through and do that that training as well. We don't charge for any support. We don't charge for data import, nothing like that. Again, it's about that long-term relationship. So it's really about people can start the trial you know, themselves and do that straight away, and then decide based on how they're going whether, you know, the resources of self-help is sufficient and they do it in their own, or whether they make use of our amazing support team. They're really good people that will kind of guide them through. Time frame wise, it actually depends. So sometimes it's really fast. Like we'll have some people that they'll start their trial, they will be like running the next day. They're like, I'm in there. They just start, even they'll just say, I'm all my new appointments are going here. I'm going to move my data up, my old data afterwards. That's fine. Usually I would say it occurs over anywhere from sort of a week to a month, depending on, and that's not like time actually working on it, but just they'll look at it, they'll go, yep, that's for me. And then they might coordinate a few things on their end or with us. They might say, okay, if they're using a different software product that doesn't have a self-export feature, they might need to coordinate with their existing vendor to have an export generated from their software, particularly legacy, like on-premises sort of software, like the old school stuff that's on a server in someone's practice, for instance. That usually takes a little more coordination. But we'll work with them. We'll work with a vendor sometimes to kind of make it smooth, and away we go.
Yeah. And how can people get in touch, Damien? How do you get the ball rolling?
Yeah, if they go to surpowerarrow.com is where we've got, so they can start a trial there. We have support@powerarrow.com is our support email. But from the website, basically, you'll see pop-ups. They're telling you, hey, we're here for chat. If you'd like us to chat, in the app itself, we've got a help button that they can click, and then it gives them all sorts of options of, hey, do you want to look at some videos, or do you want to see a knowledge base, or do you want to talk to someone, you know. So all of that will sort of happen. But if really the starting point is that powerarrow.com, click on start a free trial. You don't need to enter a credit card or anything to get that up and running. The account is fully functional. So when you get that, you can, you know, start using it straight away. We don't have any kind of restrictions placed on it. And then you'll see lots of sort of support options that will be available to you.
Yeah, fantastic. Excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Damien. It's been great to hear the Power Diary story. It's an interesting one as far as software goes. And it's, you know, really is a great solution for, you know, solo practitioners right through to, you know, medium to large private practices and clinics. And I also love that it's Aussie owned.
Yes.
Well done. Right,
we've grown now that we're in all these other countries. So we're in, you know, UK and US, Canada and whatnot, but it is Aussie owned 100%. And we are, you know, we are here. And the support people, if you're in Australia, your support people will be, you know, like the primary people you deal with are going to be in Australia as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Great Aussie product.
Yeah. Thanks very much for having me on. It's been great.
See you later. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Allied Health podcast. In the show's notes, you'll find links to our free recruitment resources, job opportunities, and healthcare marketplace insights. To listen to new episodes, please subscribe via Apple, Google, or wherever you find your favourite podcasts. And if you've enjoyed the show, please give it a 5-star rating and review, and be sure to tell your therapy colleagues and friends to tune in.